Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Orange County, it's Shannon's Sympathy Tour. It's season 12, episode 2, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, let the screaming begin on the Real Housewives of OC.
As we're OC so as ever, right? How cute this. Are we?
Thank you, Leanne, for
so
this
cute.
Purchase.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Leanne.
They're organic.
Can we just imagine the takes that they do? How many times they need to get it perfect?
Lifting
I could only wish.
Yeah. Oh, I love the person. We don't have a middle person, but I would love to have been the center one.
Yes!
This time it's Tamara. It's Tamara now.
Yeah. Presenting.
Holding the golden orange.
Yes. So we have a full show for you. Getting into everything that happened both with The Quiet Woman and beyond. I mean, we're back.
The Quiet Woman ain't so quiet anymore.
No.
And we're not only that, but we start back at the granddaughter's birthday party with all the animals, and we're introduced with all this B-roll, and then we hear the Shannon getting upset. We hear the dialogue right where we left off.
The mayor of Crazy Town. That's where we start with.
Yes. So Shannon had to let everyone know again that she's nothing like Vicky. She has a 4-year history with her, and that she's not obsessing over anything. I think she's obsessing over a lot of things. And she made her exit. She's effing done.
She just
once
has
again.
A very short fuse.
She does.
The fuse
it's the trigger
is just,
words.
Like, and there's so many. You can't avoid them because everything's like she just. She when she turns,
you're like,
she turns.
You're like walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Totally.
But that's
not
the
either.
Difference though with her and Kelly where Shannon will storm out, but Kelly will just keep going and keep the fight going.
She'll
Kelly.
Stay there until she
Kelly.
Loses her audience.
She's a scrapper, Kelly.
I'm a
She'll
Kelly. I have a hard time walking away. I'm a Kelly, so I can kind of relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't relate to all of this, like, these big dramatic exits and yelling and screaming. And I love it. David runs over. Like, I don't know if he really wanted to be involved, but he ran over, and Shannon's just going, and they cut to this parrot that's squawking, just like Shannon.
Poor David, he always gets like the bad end of the stick. Shannon in her, I'm done. That's like the new catchphrase. Last year it was, are you kidding me?
Oh.
This year it's, I'm done. I'm done.
She told Kelly, you're done. She even said that.
And she has these meltdowns all the time. And David so sweetly attends to her. Oh, Shannon. Oh,
honey, what's wrong?
Let's fix it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What
whatever.
Happened? I'm done, David.
Oh, my God. And for any man to deal with that so much, geez, Louise, David
it
is a saint.
Must be alive.
It's the screeching voice that gets me the most. It's like, Shannon, calm down. Calm down.
When she gets real.
Let's pray
when
over
she gets
let's
real,
pray over Shannon.
The height of her expressiveness.
She's lost control of herself. It's really sad to see because in past seasons, she was like in control, her holistic. You know, things that she used to do, and now it's just kind of watching, like, somebody, like, unravel.
She's really expressive, Tom.
Every episode. Yeah.
She's very expressive. She has expressive friends. We're all expressive. I'm done!
This show is no good for her. If you think, if you think back how she was introduced, she would probably be a totally different person. She probably could remain married to David. But with all of this playing out in the most public way possible, with all these people giving their input online and social media, and then people like Kelly, and then all the lies with Vicky that she believes she received... I mean, it's just, this is the most toxic thing in her life is this show.
Yeah, it's not going to help her.
And I think that's the thing, like, on this show thus far, her or really anybody else, just for sake of example, there's a fine line between entertaining and then, like, sad or too much, you know? And I feel like up until now, it's been entertaining. She's sassy and she, you know, mixes it up with the other ladies. But this season's, like, something different. I do agree that it's, like, I mean, she's in a very... tough emotional spot, and it's sad.
This
scientific
experiment has gone bad.
Yeah.
Truly.
And she was really on top. I felt like last year she was really kind of like the leader between, you know, Tamara and Heather, and she was kind of like that front runner, and now we just see her like on the lower end of the ranking system.
I feel like she's been losing steam.
She has.
You know, including last year. I think it started with last year. She's just been losing steam, and this episode just proved that she just flew right off the handles.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly pushed that button, and she flew off the handles.
Ooh, she was going to.
Talk about a trigger word.
Yeah.
Kelly Dodd.
Oh, my God.
That's the number one trigger word.
She was incredible tonight.
Let's talk about Peggy real quick.
Yes, and her, we love her.
Marriage. We
do love her.
A little bit more. We saw a great moment with her and her husband at the doctor, and he said that she's the sexiest woman in the world.
Kiko!
I love that.
It's
love
nice
Kiko.
To see like,
so cute.
A public, strong marriage that's, you know, they love each other publicly, openly. It's kind of nice.
And there's humor, refreshing. There's jokes there. You know, it's not all so serious. Life isn't so serious. And I love that she was throwing out, like, inappropriate jokes already, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. And he was so sweet. It was so nice to see such a loving, sweet husband right off the bat.
Yeah. I totally love
it. It's interesting watching Peggy because I know a lot of people in the comments say, like, oh, she would be good for Beverly Hills. She would be good. I think that's, like, the old way to think about this now. Like, Bravo is really trying to adjust their housewife franchises. So, yes, she would be good on Beverly Hills. But I think it's interesting for viewers to see an Armenian woman mesh with all of these women that have been on the show. It's refreshing.
Yes, and to me, like, I'm from Orange County. Why wouldn't she be on the show?
Yeah,
there's a balance. Like, there's a balance now with her.
Yes, right. And there's a balance in Orange County. Yeah. It's not all blonde beach people. It's a very it's vast diversity in Orange County.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Kelly
Kelly was
the entrance of that with, you know, her Latino roots and things like that. Yeah. So it is kind of like changing a bit.
I like it. I think it's good. Yes.
I do like it too. I like where we're heading.
Yeah, and I would not be okay with her on Beverly Hills because she's not there to play the game, this Peggy. I don't believe. I think she's a little more reserved. Mm-hmm. She comes from a different echelon. I guess we can use that whichever analogy of people.
Yes.
And where Beverly Hills is desperate for, they need like three Lisa Rinnas on that show. I mean, that show needs so much work.
Yeah.
But with this show, the personalities are so out of control that it's kind of okay to have someone that's a little more centered, a little bit more like, what the hell is going on around me? I'm embarrassed. You know, it's good to have someone with some humility.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I mean, we don't know much about Peggy yet. We've barely seen her in these couple episodes. We've really only seen her health journey, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling. I have a feeling that she has somewhere
Come out soon.
Some sass that she's going
to
bring.
She's
going
to have
point.
Something to say. I mean, she's been watching from the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
She's been watching you guys act the fool, especially at the Quiet Woman. She's going to have some opinions later. She's going to be like, it's all going to come out.
She doesn't know these women yet. Like, she's just observing, and she's like, whoa, what have I gotten myself into? But I'm sure there's going to be at some point, her buttons are going to get pushed, someone's going to say something,
absolutely.
And she's not going to have
it. I liked what Lydia said, too. She was like, I know how she feels because I came in that iconic table fight, you know, with...
Where she's just sitting there like...
So she's like, I know exactly how she feels.
Yeah.
So she's been on both sides. It was interesting to see Lydia bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it totally was.
Yeah. I thought we were going to get a table flip tonight, but we just got a plate thrown across
the table.
It was
close
to a table
flip. It was nailed to the ground.
I don't mind a good plate throwing. I think that's kind of fun. But we'll get to it. We'll talk about it. But first, Shannon and Tamara have a phone call. And I feel like she should be getting hourly wages for like a
therapist,
like a life coach. So they had a whole conversation, and Shannon's checking in to see if they're still on for dinner the next night. And
why would you want to go to dinner?
What?
Why would you want to go to dinner?
Yeah.
Especially if you're Shannon.
Yeah.
Well, she
you're on a weight loss thing. Why should you be even going out to dinner in the first place? Drinking alcohol and kikiing with everybody.
Mm-hmm. She says that she's still infuriated, in her words, by being compared to a liar, Vicky, who we didn't really see much tonight besides renovating her new office. Good for her.
Which looks good.
Yeah. And so Tamara says, well, I'm still the peacemaker of Orange County. Hashtag.
I feel like Tamara has really solidified her role in this whole franchise. She knows what to do. She knows the game so well that she's so amazing for the show.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people would be like, she's no peacemaker.
No. Yeah. Like, that's one way to look at it. Yeah. No. We've seen her journey. Like, she was mixing it up with the best of them at the beginning. I mean, she was, like, stirring it up. And so now for her to, like, boop, reach the end of that arch, and now she's like, I'm the peacemaker. It's like,
but I stand strong behind my point. I don't like when Tamara and Vicky are not getting along. I don't feel like there's a balance in the show.
Yeah.
And there's definitely something in the air, and it always plays out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to reconnect at some point, I am sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, Shannon heads over to see Dr. Tim at the gym.
Dr. Tim.
And this is where the episode took a turn, and it was like, this was when Shannon went on her sympathy tour. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, this doctor, right away, she walks in. He has a look of complete disappointment on his face. He goes, oh, wow.
Hashtag you could have literally played a drinking game every time that man said wow. Take a shot. You won't be able to drive tonight.
This may be the most professional man on the face of this earth, but he was killing me with the
wow. Oh my God, the Bravo editing. If he literally said wow 50 times.
If I was his patient, I would...
Not in a good way.
Never come back. That is horrible.
He's like, all right, we'll
wow. I could not wow. handle that.
Get on oh, scale. Wow. Wow.
I mean, he really did it a whole wow. back with knowing that there was a camera crew there. He could have maybe went about it in a different way, but he's like, nope, here's the number. Half of you is complete fat.
But he should be disappointed.
He's not fully in the wrong, though. Shannon wasn't reciprocating in the right way. Everything is, oh, I know. No, you don't know, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you true. Did, you would do better. But you don't know. It's everything is, oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
Do we think at the reunion we're going to see, like, Andy be like, you've lost all this weight. You look amazing. And everybody,
hope,
like, clapping.
I hope. That would be incredible. I hope that that's what happens. I would love to see her back to, like, her size 4. Like, I mean, who knows? She's a woman of a certain age. But, hey, why the hell not?
Well, yeah. You can't be drinking vodka and ordering tenderloins.
That's why. That's exactly why. She got devastating news at that doctor visit. I mean, that's devastating. You've gone so far out of your healthy realm that you're now facing all of these awful diseases and problems. And you know what I mean? Like, yeah. This was devastating news. You'd think someone would be like, oh, Jesus, I'm mm-hmm. changing everything. Like, this is not
starting
whatever.
Now.
Yes. And instead she's like, last hurrah. No, if you have to say it,
you know how many
last
hurrahs
yeah.
I've had?
Yeah.
I've yeah. had a haven't lot of last hurrahs.
I mean, yeah. When you put your mind to something, you cannot have a last for all.
I was yeah. just going to say that. Yeah. When you're like done and you're like from this
you're
point
done.
On, you're like, let's have one last night out. Because that means you're mentally not prepared to commit to a diet.
And what's up with telling everyone 5 minutes within sitting down? I just ran into Kelly in the bathroom. Let me tell you about this horrible experience that I'm
we'll
going through.
There.
You
yeah.
guys are not friends. Why are you telling her? You just gained 40
we'll get
pounds.
There. Yeah, yeah.
I think she knows.
You tell me when it's yeah. time.
Okay. Well, I want to know. I want to know because, Blake, you work in the health and fitness area zone. You know, how do you feel about breaking news to someone like that about their health and about the lack of progress they've made? How do you think Dr. Tim handled it?
I just personally don't like the surprise and the negativity. I don't care how far down the well she is in terms of help. You still need to, as a health professional, provide somebody with hope, I think. If I was, like, really facing something heavy, I would not want my medical professional saying, oh, wow, oh, you should be disappointed. Oh, it's yeah. like, what are you, my mother? No,
yeah.
I need you to say, look, things are very serious. I need to be very frank with you.
Yeah, he was very negative.
Yeah, yeah. You need to say, things are very serious. I need you to understand things are very serious, but you're going to get better. And this is how, and I'm going to help you. And these are the steps. And you have to for your
health
and your family.
I think
you did
give her a little bit of hope.
A little bit. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What about...
I don't think so.
It's her questions, though. She's like, it's not too late, right? Well, what do you think he's going to say? Yes, it's too late.
I think it's interesting with David how he's gotten so fit and he's in the best shape of his life and his wife is like this...
Because he's focused on himself. She's not focused on herself. She's focused on everybody else around her.
Good
and
point.
Not herself.
And she didn't come off to me like somebody that was going to crumble like that because she presented herself in such a strong manner. It's very disappointing to see that Vicky Gunvalson got to her that badly.
And
especially if things weren't true. Yeah.
You know what was interesting? In that personal training session, he did... you know, ask her, like, what's all the stress about? Like, why are you so stressed and why are you letting it get to you? And she even said herself, you know, like, I don't want to hurt David. And it's like, you're not focused on yourself. You're hurt. You're focusing everything on David and all the wrong things when you should just be focusing on having him, making him happy, making yourself happy.
Yeah.
I just think her priorities are a little bit mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't want to hurt David with the allegations she claims, but it's like every single day of her being negative and being upset and stressed and overweight and mentally just not fit is hurting him even more. I'm sure of it. You know, a little season of false allegations would have been over and done with, and they could have gotten on with
exactly.
their lives.
I think
that's what I don't get.
The Real Housewives contract should say, be prepared for all allegations if you sign up for this, because there should be no more surprises.
But the biggest thing for me, and Peggy mentioned this tonight, is she told Shannon directly, and she doesn't know Shannon yet, she said, if this is untrue, why are you letting it bother you?
For real.
I agree with that 1,000%.
With every
press. You feel like he did do it.
Well, Number one, there was a police report to show that something happened. She called the police and something happened. I don't know what that was, but something was major enough for her to do that. And second of all, the way she's reacting seems very guilty. I'm of the belief that if something is not true, you pay no attention to it. Nothing. Yeah. Things that are not true blow over. When you give no attention to it, it's done. Who cares? Done. And someone else says something about it, blow them off, on to the
this
next.
This is the year 2017 it. When press like this comes out, you either run under and hide and it'll go away in 3 days, or you harp on it and you just
keep bringing it up.
It's never going to go away. We're going to talk an entire season about David's allegations because you won't stop crying about it.
Yeah. If she'd never spoken of it again since the reunion,
we would have a different storyline. Well, and then Shannon says, well, I'm not going to tell David about the weight gain because I'm afraid that he'll be done. So she's still, like, that was a
bad set.
There's a lot of insecurity there.
But
what she's saying is that that he'll probably leave or go out and
she's
cheat on her again.
She's terrified that he's going
to
leave
her. So she's not secure in that relationship.
Absolutely not.
All that stuff from last season didn't, I guess, do really anything in her mind to solidify their marriage.
But why is she upset? Because of the number? She doesn't want to tell him the number?
Yeah.
Like, visually, he knows, lady.
Absolutely.
We all know.
He's not blind.
You don't have to say a number.
It's a hard place to be in.
I hope that she gets the help that she needs because there is, you know, it's not too late for her. And she has all the money in the world to get that help.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And she has Tamra, who freaking owns a
all
gym.
All of these resources at your fingertips.
I wish I had a Tamra judge in my life. I'll be honest. I wish I had someone to call up and be like, look, I need help leaning down. Like, you know, what am I doing wrong? Here's what I'm eating.
That's exactly it, Lan. Of all the resources she has, it does not matter until she decides for herself that she's not having any more last hurrahs.
They were in the car going, you know, blah, 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 blah. This is what I'm going through. And Tamara's like, that's a lot. But you didn't see her jumping in going, all right, what are we going to do about this? Because the other person has to be ready. If she was feeding that kind of information, I guarantee Tamara would be like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's get up tomorrow. Let's make a game plan. She's not there. She's talking about Las Hurrahs and a tall vodka with lots of lime
juice.
That's the
hard part for her, too, is that...
sounds delicious.
On these Housewives shows, these women are supposed to drink. There's alcohol everywhere, so it's going to be that much harder for Shannon to, like, not... You know, unless
it's
she goes
true.
On a climb.
Take the Tamra road. Have one glass of red wine.
Yeah, it's not impossible. And Tamra has shown us that. But you know what? Regardless, that's Shannon's priorities.
You have to do
anybody
it
that
for
wants
yourself.
To drop weight, try and look up the Master Cleanse. I did it. I didn't eat for 10 days. And it really was life-changing.
Oh.
Did you feel like you leaned down on that?
Oh, yeah. I literally, like...
Did you cut off?
I would, like...
How many people did you kill by the third day?
I was like, it was like scraping to the very end. But yes, the Master Cleanse does
work. Is that the lemonade, cayenne pepper, maple syrup?
Yes. I can't do that.
I did it. Yeah, I just put my mind to it. But you have to put your mind to doing something. So.
I bet it's super, super difficult.
It was.
Yeah.
But I got through it.
Dang.
I like to eat.
I have more questions for you later.
Later.
I don't care about eating, but I'd have to eat my snacks. Anyway.
I don't need meals.
I have your oranges. Vodka. Right here, we have snacks.
Yes. All right, well, let's take a turn to the quiet woman.
Yes.
Anything but. And apparently, if you didn't know, Kelly Dodd lives across the street. So if you want to stalk Kelly Dodd.
It's my local drinkery.
You know this is my jam. Why are you so surprised? This is my jam.
Lydia met Kelly and Vicky with tiaras on that said party or something random the day before, and Kelly made a big deal that she would not be coming to this. But basically, Kelly, Peggy, Lydia, Tamra, and Shannon all have, you know, made it a point to get to the quiet woman. And we talked about Shannon's last hurrah. Tamra stayed very quiet when she learned the news of the weight in the car. Ryan Shannon.
It was pretty shocking.
Yeah. But in her interview, she's like, that's really bad.
But again, like, how much can you really say? I mean,
exactly.
I get that.
You don't want to upset Shannon. You know, it only takes
one. Right, the fire's already lit.
Yes. And this is talking about, because I know I was like, well, that guy was a little tough. The Dr. Tim was a little tough. But does someone like Shannon really need tough love, though, too, at the same time? If all this is not really working and you need to be like, look, you need to do this, and you're not going to leave until you do it.
Exactly.
But why? Because a medical professional does not have any bearing over her life. Whether she, whatever she does, he's only there to give her advice. He's not there to, like, put her down or
maybe
be aggressive.
Maybe this isn't the right
her.
Trainer for her. Maybe yeah. she needs somebody else. She needs somebody
I believe in tough love. I for sure believe in tough love, but I think it comes from your family, your best friends, your partner, whoever it is the one to slap you into reality.
Yeah. It's definitely because your partner.
I can tell you, trainers have done jack for me. So, I mean, you really have to find the right one.
It's hard, though, because last episode, David made a little comment about eating the bread. Remember, he was like, just don't have any bread. And she's like, look, I had one piece. Look, one piece.
Yeah. Took it out of her mouth.
You know what? Now that you take it out of your mouth, throw it in the trash can.
See, and poor David has probably been hinting, like...
Yeah, but he doesn't want to upset her. He can't upset her like that.
He can't say anything.
Hard.
Yeah. And she's not even going
to hear
it.
It must be hard to be in that relationship. Yeah. Like, it must be hard.
Because she sacrificed a lot. Let's keep in mind, she sacrificed, you know... being with a guy who did cheat on her, so you know.
But she didn't have to make that choice.
She didn't have to. No. She made it for her
family. He doesn't look happy either. And David just wants to be happy. You could tell. Like, I mean, working out
he's
and
fit,
like,
he's
about
nice,
himself.
I wish that he would put that energy to help her out because I want to, like, relationship wise, I feel like partnerships should be ones that, like, build you up and, like, you guys are on the same playing field.
Yeah.
And looking at their body differences, it makes me feel like what unity or what's going on.
But I don't think there
two
is
different
a lot of
lifestyles.
Unity. I think that's the
point. There is no unity.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been
the trainer's like, how often do you guys... And she's like, oh, he's working out every day. I'm like, you didn't even get what he was trying to say. Because that's probably not even in their realm right now.
No. Yeah. Well, she said her intimacy is affected.
She's embarrassed.
So.
Yeah, I don't think
it's rough.
I feel bad.
Yeah. I do too. Say what I may about her. I do feel bad. It's a very tough position. Emotionally, physically, all of it. It's very tough.
Well, Shannon met with Peggy, and she was immediately turned off by her too, by her humor.
I like the Armenian humor.
I liked it.
She's really good in her confessionals.
Yeah.
She's like, I came for dinner and a show.
Well, I love that.
So she tells Lydia that she felt attacked and shocked. But it was a shock, the conversation we had. And
they
were
attacked.
No one's attacked on the show. And then Peggy says there was a back and forth and she didn't know who to look at. And you know,
that was funny.
Under 5 minutes
of
meeting
her, the neck pain.
It was a tennis match.
Shannon told Peggy about her weight and about the reports of the abuse, like right out of the gate. Like,
I died.
Shannon brings up, like, oh, there were allegations that my husband beat the shit out of me.
Just the way she said it.
The way you word that, I would be turned off. I would think you're slightly crazy. It's just abrasive. It's a lot. It's called easing in.
All of this, yes.
Yeah. Stop talking about it. You know, my grandmother told me, she's like, the more, and this is similar to your point, but like, the more you talk about it, the more guilty you look.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't think that she knows what she's doing anymore. Mm-mm. I think she's on the show and she's forgetting that there's cameras and she's just trying to be real because it's the Real Housewives.
She's
also just unraveling everything. This isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if I insisted that I did not steal this, and there wasn't really a question that I did, I kept saying, but really, though, like, I can show you the receipt, like, I paid, like, it was so much per pound, like, I use a debit card, I'd be like, all right.
Okay,
like,
you didn't steal it.
Like, please stop with all these details and telling people.
See, that's exactly how I feel. Yeah.
Yes. So Peggy then makes a joke about, apparently it's an Armenian joke that you get beat up on a Friday. I don't know. I mean, I grew up with plenty of Armenians. I don't know anyone that got beat up on any day of the week.
But see,
it's probably just a saying that they have over dinner with lots of wine. And, you know, the men are like, this is my wife. And on Fridays, I smack her around a little bit. I think there's some lighthearted.
I want to elaborate a little bit more. I think we need to tweet her and be like, where did this joke
in the blog because she doesn't have anything else to write.
There are many cultural colloquialisms that make no sense. They're very racist. They're very sexist. They're very whatever.
Exactly.
But people have been saying them for centuries. So it probably, you know,
definitely
100% is a joke. I get it. It's probably been handed down for 500 generations, you know, just like, smack my wife on a Friday, whatever. I get it. Like, I can forgive it for the cultural, you know, whatever.
Every culture has their own thing.
Exactly.
And
so,
seeing Deco and them, you're going to not take it so serious because they're just great together.
Who knows?
His energy.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, as soon as Shannon leaves for the bathroom, in walks Kelly. And I was so excited.
Oh, bravo. Yeah. You're so sneaky.
I know. You know, there's like some poor PA like, go,
go, I know. Go, exactly.
You know, it's like Kelly's
Shannon just got
like,
up to the bathroom. Enter Kelly. Go.
And Kelly's the perfect person to do that because she's crazy enough
say. She is.
Yeah, she's crazy enough to say, I live around the block. Like, she's willing to play up with the producers. Exactly. So she's like a producer's dream.
Yeah. She's a perfect castmate. Yeah. This is why Kelly is my new favorite.
I mean, there's a lot of reality gold happening right here.
Oh, she went in there and shook it all up. Shake it up, Kelly. Shake it up.
She said it herself. She knows how to push Shannon's buttons, so she's the perfect person.
And Shannon just falls for the trap so easily. You know what, Kelly? I was kind to you. I told you about something really painful that happened to me today. Really?
And why? Nobody asked you. Kelly didn't ask you.
She goes, seriously? Like, all right, they're already starting. As soon as someone walks into the room,
I'd have been like, seriously, go pee.
If someone makes a comment, if you walk into the room, you are on edge immediately, and you are. I'm like ready. Like seriously. And then like she goes, I had some news. And I gained 40 pounds in this. You're looking at fat Shannon. Why the hell are you letting this girl who you don't
care? They're giving her ammunition.
It reminds me of like high school when you had like a frenemy and you wanted to confide in them or tell them something, but then in the back of your mind, you're like, why did I just tell them that?
It was a slip up.
This was like high school.
Yeah. It's like, let me put my cards on the table so they don't come after me. Like, let me state the obvious.
And all you're doing is just like, handing them your weakness.
Well, there wasn't a camera on the other side, but if there was a camera on the inside of the bathroom shooting towards
Kelly,
the door, I think Kelly would have been like, oh.
What?
Shannon, I didn't even recognize you. Because Shannon was like, it's not the me that it's fat. I don't know, whatever she was saying. She was just going off the rails.
And then you've got Lydia who's like, just hug it out. Just hug it out.
Well,
like,
Lydia was
let's
call
in Jesus. Lydia,
you are doing way too much too soon on this show. This whole friendship whisperer thing has got to go. You are like an uninvited guest to the show. I am really tired of her and everyone's business.
It's only been episode three.
He's not completely off because this has been the primary talk on Twitter. Like, everyone's like, Lydia, relax. It's episode three, girl.
I appreciated the prayer that she was kind to Shannon in that moment. Shannon needed it, you know, whatever. But like, whoa, please, like, what? I mean, I'm still not here for this Lydia being on the show.
I'm okay with it.
I'm not.
I'm okay with it just because of her, all these other equations have played out, which has been fantastic.
And she's like making the quiet one
too. That's all production, though. It's just production putting these women at tables and at parties. I don't know. I mean, with the guys of her.
I feel like you and I probably wouldn't have vibed with Lydia. Like, she's just too much in your business, but it's great for TV because, like what you said, like, we have these storylines.
Yeah.
To me, it's just like, look, Lydia from the other seasons was not a breakout. There was never a campaign to get her to come back like a Danielle Staub, you know, like a Camille Grammer. So it's like, okay, she's
on. How did
it
come about? How did she get back on?
Well, she's been trying to come on.
Yes, she's been trying to come on forever. Not her, but the producers have been reaching out to her ever since she left. And that's why we got Megan King Edmonds instead. For further information on the casting, you can listen to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk because we went in deep on all Housewives in the last episode. So there's more details into all that just to plug.
Megan was completely boring tonight.
That's 3 for 3. Yeah. I mean, Jim's she's comments, not over anything.
But Jim's comments again made the whole little scene work.
Right. So, but it's just same. The baby's cute, but like,
Back at the table, Kelly tells Peggy that Shannon is a psycho. And then Tamara's like,
which was great. She's like, she's psycho. She's
and then
crazy.
Tamara's like, I don't know what to do, but what would Jesus do? I'm like, this is like a disaster.
What is happening?
I'm just going to sweet talk her up and then say that that's what Jesus would do. Nice one, Tamara.
Yes.
Again, she knows how to play. You know, she doesn't vibe with Kelly, but she knows not to cross her because she knows what will happen.
Yeah. She's like, it's too early to get into a screaming match with you. How are you tonight?
Kelly is a vicious opponent, that's for sure. Yeah.
I am surprised. I am surprised to see that Tamara did not take that and run with it. She did not. She didn't take the fight.
Yeah. Remember Ireland?
Yeah.
And that was a whole thing.
Yeah.
She didn't do it.
She's already been through a lot with her, and Kelly does go below the belt, so Shannon's already getting drug under that. Tamara was like, okay, it can't be both of them. It has to just be one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same page with that.
Yeah.
And then the last 5 minutes of the show.
We're the best part.
Shannon returns to the table she lets Kelly know the last words you said to me were cruel. And then she says, Kelly, just get out. Just get out of my table.
Yeah, but if you think about it, everyone's last words to each other were on the reunion, and none of them were nice. So why can't you just pick up like a new leaf and be like,
I was thinking the same.
Hey, new season, new leaf.
Exactly. The reunion was bad, but what's up?
Usually, like, housewives, like, they let things go, especially on Beverly Hills. It's kind of like you start fresh.
Yeah.
Like, and for some reason, with Shannon, it's like we continued on. There was no break.
We've been talking about the same thing for 3 seasons now.
That's the problem, though, because Shannon takes this way too seriously and way too personal, where the other women can be like Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump. They're like, you know what? We had words, but we're in this together, and we're just going to do this show, and we need to be each other's ally. But Shannon is like, she was like, she had like a list, and she was checking it twice before she walked in, and she was like, this bitch said this. Vicky, this bitch said this.
Yeah, it's so, once again, the way she works.
She has, like, her
things.
Scoreboard up. And I don't know why. I think it might be too early to say this, but I don't think Shannon's going to be back next season.
I kind of agree with
her. Maybe for her own mental health, she shouldn't. And I would like to see. I actually am a fan of Shannon Kids. I am a fan of her.
I like Shannon, but I don't think that she will be back for some
reason. She's not in the right space.
Yeah. I can only hope that maybe she'll, like, deprogram a little bit.
I literally feel like she's on the brink of a breakdown.
Yeah, I know. And it's got to be hard for David to, like, watch her be going through all this publicly. I mean, I almost think maybe he should, like, put his foot down and just be like, look, for the preservation of our relationship, this is, like, my last ditch effort. Get off this show.
He would not be unwarranted.
No, I would fully agree with him. And I mean, I think it's long overdue, personally. I mean, I think that should have been part of the coming together. The reunion of them, Shannon and David, should have been but let's make
I just
this.
Feel like it's so deep inside Shannon. Like, it's deep in there. You know what I mean?
This is a lifestyle.
Even talking about a simple conversation that had to do with housing turned into something with her and Peggy. She was just like, oh, I have crystals in my basement and I built it from the ground up. And Peggy's like, that seems like a lot of work.
Okay,
she was taking that, like, offensively already. She was getting riled up over it.
It was very defensive.
And I thought it was so weird because she was talking about that house like she lives in it currently.
Yeah, she doesn't live there anymore.
She doesn't live there anymore. So all the work she might have done or put into it does not matter because she does not live there. And it's not like, oh, once I lived in a house where I did all this stuff to it. No, she was talking about she still lived in it, got offensive when she was, you know.
Right.
It's just felt the way she works.
Production did do her a favor, though. When they cut to all that footage, you notice when they cut to all that footage of the house.
That's what helped talking visually. About it,
they didn't cut to the interview look because Shannon looks drastically different from that first season. So they did do her a favor. And this is not a mean comment. I'm just saying it like it is. Like, they looked out for her because we're seeing Shannon as she is, and we haven't seen that many flashbacks to compare. And I think
they're
doing her a favor.
What they did do, but leading up to the premiere of Orange County this season, I was watching Bravo played all of the, you know, the first times we had seen Shannon, and she was a size 0, and she was super, super skinny. So they did it in the beginning.
Well, yeah, because
they showed that tiny little
episodes.
Clip, and she was like, I was 118. They showed that tiny little clip, and she was
so skinny. I know. Well, Kelly is never going to miss an opportunity to make it real personal. Mm-hmm. And of course, she said, well, maybe you need hormones for your body.
And it just struck the nerve. Bro, that was so great with the music. They're like, body, hit it. Boom.
And then Shannon, she has to, like, swallow and digest it and take it in and look, and then you know what's coming. Like, F you, read between the lines. And then Shannon gets up.
These lines right here.
Everybody in the restaurant is like, oh my God.
Everyone's like, horror.
I loved it. I'm a bitch. I just loved when Kelly says, keep eating. Keep eating.
No.
And she goes, this is not my plate.
All of that was happening, and I was just getting so amped up, and I had so much
anxiety. I was getting anxiety.
But the best part was when she walked out in the hallway, and she's like, keep laughing, and Kelly's like,
that was incredible.
Like right in the corner with her cocktail.
Oh, that evil laugh.
Was so Kelly. Drunk. She's another one that the alcohol, though.
Love it. Yeah. But, she played the part really good.
So Peggy and Lydia were all, like, bougie and embarrassed, and like, we're leaving. And Shannon's like, I'm getting in this, like, $100,000 car. My mind is spinning. Like, they have to take a crash course in OC Housewives because there would be many a screaming coming up.
Oh my goodness, yes.
They have no idea the amount of screaming that happens on this show, and I live for every moment.
Did we like Kelly in the little glass window?
Oh my God. I was dying.
She's a child.
Yeah. That was hysterical.
She behaves like a 9-year-old most of the time.
You guys, how crazy hilarious was that? Like,
who has done anything like that before?
I think they're like Kelly outside crying about it.
Kelly's in the back. I mean, I'm sorry.
Leanne, we need to get Kelly Dodd in here.
Yeah. Right, we do. Kelly, come join us because you are fantastic.
I know.
She's my spirit animal.
Super fan over here.
Bring your mother or your husband.
Bring
Michael
them.
And your mama.
We have questions. I want to know, really, at that quiet woman. When you were laughing in the hallway, what happened next? I want to know.
I think she was channeling a little Kim Kardashian. That's my jam. No, this is my jam, literally. It's my jam. Like, we live across the street. Why are you surprised? It's my jam.
I don't know if I can or can't believe that a scene played out in a public bathroom. I mean,
we are not in the
90210.
Hey, we've already used up all the other public locations, so why not bring it to
for the cameraman on this show. They're like,
last season, they taped at the Quiet Woman. I think this is the last time they'll be able to get a release.
They're not going
to
go there again. Jeez
Louise.
So let's take a look at some news and gossip. Fuck, these ladies. I just can't get enough.
News and gossip.
Peggy. Let's learn a little bit more about her since we have so little screen time, really.
We do.
Deco, in an interview, we learned that he owns WTW Corp. But on the cars, it says Giovanna Wheels. But apparently, what he really does is he designs and produces custom wheels and rims. And as soon as I read that, I noticed the rims on all the cars are very different.
Mm.
You know, very specific. Nothing like you'd get on the lot. You know?
For like brands of vehicles?
Only
like,
for luxury
you know,
cars.
Oh,
yes.
So like Ferrari, Maserati. He does all the wheels for all these.
Yes. Perfect.
Well, and he's there's got to be a market for that.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 20 years. And he has a sterling reputation in the business. Apparently, he's the go-to for such things.
I could see that. He seems like a good guy. Yeah. What we've seen. I like it.
And he had a design named just Peg. Or Pegs, P-E-G-G-S, for a while, but it's since retired because he had to keep things fresh. But he said it did very well, so that's nice. He really has such a love and respect for his wife.
Yeah.
I love that he worships her.
Yeah.
He's like, you're so sexy.
Yes.
We all want a Deco.
Yeah. Where do we order one?
Right. Do they have that on GiovannaWheels.com?
I love his look, his interview look. He had that really nice black on black.
He's
very
sharp.
Chic.
Black
on
black. Look real good.
That man looks like he has money. He smells. He looks like money.
Him and Lydia's husband.
Sexy.
I can smell him through the TV. He smells like he has
I can smell money from anywhere.
As the United States falls apart politically, Fox News sat down with an interview with Shannon Bedore. And I'm like, really? This is the source, Fox News, for Shannon? And it was not much of an interview. It was very short. But Shannon admits that she did go off the wagon, quote, a little. And she takes responsibility for her weight. She's no longer blaming Vicky. She's been on this tour through the media.
Thank God.
She says, I put the food in my mouth. I ate it, blah, blah, blah. And that she is slowly losing weight. So that's the latest on the Bedore Watch. Meanwhile, Kelly Dodd... she is claims that she's addicted to her husband. That her and the husband are just addicted to each other.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yes.
Hold on.
They can't stand to be around each other for more than 10 minutes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she knows how to work the press.
Talk about turning a new leaf. Is this really the second coming?
No, they're addicted to each other because they don't know if they want to be together or not. Like, that's the whole thing. Like,
it's like a dangerous addiction.
Yeah,
maybe they're addicted to the craziness.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
We've all been friends with a couple like that. And usually they're crazy and... They fight at the end of the night.
A lot. Yeah, every night, like a drunk night, always. Entertainment Tonight had an interview with Kelly, and she says, we're still married, quote. She says, I think we came into the season thinking, okay, let's not bash each other. Let's not embarrass each other. But you forget that the cameras are on, and, you know, it's reality. We do fight, and, you know, we do throw jabs at each other. We just push each other's buttons. And she says that Michael and I have our ups and downs. You know, one week we're good. One week it's awful. It's the same. Really hasn't changed. And she went on to say that one month she's ready to get a divorce, and the next month she can't get enough of him. So
that sounds about right. That sounds like how they are on the show.
Yeah.
Very back and forth. So I don't think she's really fishing for anything. I think it's pretty accurate.
No. Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, on the other hand. I'm just kidding.
They're an interesting couple to watch.
Is that all you had on
your
list?
That's all I have.
I have one quick addition I'd like to mention.
Yes.
So we learned this on tonight's episode, which I had been curious about for a while. I actually Googled it before tonight's episode and knew. But Lydia, I was thinking that all her money had come from her husband, which, you know, maybe some of it has. But her husband has been in, like, the magazine game for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just feeling like I don't really feel strong about the magazine market right now.
It's
like,
called The Nobleman.
Where, right, all right.
That's catchy.
Well, okay. But regardless, I don't know that you make like $15 million off of magazines. It's like there's got to be something else. Anyway.
Right. There's always something else.
Yes. And I looked up their net worth. That's why I say $15 million. Yeah. The husband's. But I learned an interesting thing about Lydia. Lydia comes from a very wealthy family. And I didn't know this before. I don't know if everybody else knew this. Interesting. But her father and grandfather are essentially media moguls in Canada.
Oh, that's right.
They founded a broadcasting company worth millions. And that's her dad. So...
Yeah, she talked about her grandpa today, like, for a second, right?
Yeah.
Like,
her dad and grandpa. Yeah.
Right before she told her husband to grow some balls over the confession.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was a little like, ooh, that was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder. I love Lydia's mother, of course, who doesn't. And I was, so she must be, I don't know if they're still together. I think they are.
I think they are.
They are.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
they're together.
No wonder.
I don't think she's
so
going to like.
She has no problems, no money problems.
She's able to be such a free spirit.
Yes.
No responsibility.
She must have, like, the best grade marijuana, I assume, because she smokes all the time.
Her husband must be into it, too. I bet they're both into it.
They have to.
It's California.
Yeah.
And Canada. Must be. Maybe it's legal in Canada.
It's legal everywhere.
Must have been a thing.
I'm sure somebody in the comment box will answer that question.
Yes. Do tell, please.
Yes. So let's predict and see what's coming up next week. What do you want to say?
I'll go. I think... You're after Buzz TV. Okay, I'm going back to Peggy. Oh, we should have done our thing. I think we're going to see sooner rather than later Peggy have a little reaction. I think already tonight, I mean, this was her introduction, but I really feel like it's not going to take long for her to, like, mix it up. I think she was gauging these women. She was gauging her conversation with Shannon, and she was kind of like, I don't know what's up with this woman. She's talking a little
crazy. I have a prediction.
And so I think we're going to see something sooner rather than later with Peggy.
Peggy and Shannon are not going
to No. And it might even be between them. Maybe as soon as next episode. I mean, she got a bad first, you know,
Shannon's
intro to Shannon.
Shannon's too abrasive.
Abrasive.
I love Peggy. I hope she shows a little bit more of her culture. That's what I'm looking forward to. As far as predictions, I really hope that Tamara and Vicky come together. At least sit down and give
us a
little
bit.
Give us a little Tamara and Vicky show. Yeah.
They likely will, but they said that as soon as things were repaired on the show, they fell apart in real life, so who knows?
Well, according to Andy Cohen, Vicky and Peggy hit it off right off the bat.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that. Yes,
I'm looking forward to seeing their interactions and how Vicky, because Vicky has always been this, like, I'm the original, but then Peggy's not the kind of girl that would care for that.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see why they vibe and, you know, what it, like.
Vicky needs numbers. Vicky needs numbers at the end of the day.
I think I said that last week, too. I think they're both just money ladies. You know what I mean?
I think it might work.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, but Vicky needs someone else on her team other than Kelly, too.
Last season, Vicky.
She's someone else to film with.
Yeah, Vicky did a really good job of paving the way for the future of the next phase of her Real Housewives career, because having Kelly on her back is, like, the best thing that could have happened to Vicky. Because you just have that friend that's going to just go there.
And Vicky is so experienced. Oh, totally. And Vicky's so experienced in this whole game. I really just feel that at this point, she's really probably more strategic than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need new friends.
She's been
strategic
from the beginning.
She has. Mm-hmm. She has. But I do think, like, Tamara, for example, I think she was very emotionally connected to Tamara. I think she was real-life friends with Tamara.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, that hurt. And, I mean, I think I could kind of tell along the trajectory of everything that some were emotional and her real friends. And then now it's just like, it is what it is. I got Kelly for ratings.
Yeah.
Just like strategically planning
too.
Her alliance.
Vicky brings up Tamara because it's like a clearly like an evident something that happened in her life. Like, she's clearly hurt.
Yeah.
She talks about Brooks and she talks about Tamara.
Yeah.
Even tonight she was
Brooks and Tamara. I predict that Kelly and Lydia probably won't get along that well, mainly because I think Lydia will distance herself from Kelly. She already said she was embarrassed by her.
Yeah.
Those two are complete opposite types of girls.
Yeah. I can't wait to see them both interact and there's gonna be a problem between them too.
Yeah.
I know Kelly's gonna eat her up. Ooh,
we sense a lot of problems coming.
I know.
Lots of problems coming.
Oh well, there's plenty of time to see this play out. Any final thoughts while we have a moment?
I don't know why I'm predicting next week might be like one of those filler episodes
Oh, too we don't have enough juice yet. Gotta be more.
No.
Gotta be more.
Start squeezing. Start squeezing.
I think the aftermath of this bathroom scene is gonna play out and it's gonna lead us to something good.
Ooh.
And I think it's gonna lead us to Peggy going
to Vicky.
WTF.
These girls are crazy. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is gonna lead to Vicky.
Because Vicky's gonna need to know what happened. So absolutely. We're definitely gonna have the, oh, you'll never guess what happened at the dinner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
gotta relay the message.
Yeah, Vicky's gonna come back.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw Vicky on an interview this morning, came out on Entertainment Tonight. And she talked a lot about Brianna, and I call her Brianna on the show, and then the interview they called her Brianna. I'm very big on names. I've been calling her Brianna forever because that's how she was introduced. But anyway, she was talking a lot about the daughter and her health, and that her husband, now Brianna's husband, is now in August 25th officially going to be retired and living in Orange County, and she thinks that it's time for the daughter to join the show. She said fans have really pushed for this full time. She's like, I want my daughter to be full time on this show. She is the OG. She said this is her show after all, one of those reunions. So if Vicky
my
wants
show.
It, hopefully she'll get it. I hope.
That would be amazing. I would love to see Brianna in a housewife, and I think that she's paid
her dues.
She would
be one of the first ones.
I would love
to
that.
A daughter to transition.
She
into
would be
a
the first
role.
One.
Yeah. She would be.
That should be very amazing. Fitting.
Yep.
It would work perfectly because OC was the first Housewives franchise. Be the first graduation.
They should have done it this season, and she should have been the 100th housewife, like Peggy.
That would have been great.
Full circle, but
yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get to see more of her throughout the season. So yeah, that was it. Lots more coming. I feel like we have to do a pilgrimage to this quiet woman. I'm very curious see what it's
Let's
like.
Let's go there. Yeah, let's go. Sit in the booth that they sat in.
I'm very curious. I mean, we can go say hi to Kelly. We can knock on her door. She said she lives across the
and
street.
And then someone yell about the hormones. And then I'll say, this is not my place.
I'll play Kelly. I'll be like, keep eating, Blake.
Keep eating. Oh, my God. I love
we'll
it.
We'll probably not have to reenact place. That this season. Yeah.
The quiet woman. Directions. Now, we're here now.
He's going there right now.
Are you calling an Uber?
It's hour and 5 minutes. Studio.
We'll make good time. It's night.
We'll film the season finale.
Corona Del Mar. CDM. How's that? Well, how's Corona Del Mar?
Beautiful. Rich people.
Oh, I love it. Reservations check. Delivery check. Kid friendly. X.
No. Not kid friendly.
No, not kid friendly. Yes.
It's actually a very popular haunt in
Housewives
Corona
friendly?
Del Mar and Newport.
Is there an
X by
gone?
There too. I've never been, but.
Okay, but you've seen it.
I'm very familiar.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it too. It's right on the corner of. Like,
it's right on PCH.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've seen it before.
It's got a logo of a woman with her head cut off.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like Kelly.
For real.
Really
like
quiet.
For real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelly sticking her head out.
It says dine, you know. Drink, play on their website. Well, there was
they need to add
scream.
Yell.
Scream.
Scream.
They provide helmets in the way on the way in.
Yes.
Well, that'll do it for us. You guys can check us out on our platforms if you like. Thank you for checking out this show and laughing along with us and enjoying our oranges.
That's right. We're very OC tonight.
Yes. As we check out, you guys can find us on all of these lovely platforms. Leon?
Hey, AfterBuzzers. I'm Leon. I'm the new kid on the block. Ooh. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. Come find me. Tweet me. Stalk me. Like
all of
photos.
Those things.
Now that this show's over, watch my brand new YouTube series. It's called Your Time with Thomas. Episode 2 came out. It's about me coming out to my family and
good
my
episode.
Friends.
Good episode.
It was very deep. So if you guys know anybody that's gay or is coming out, this is a really good episode. It's called Your Time with Thomas. Check it out on YouTube.
I love it. And I am Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media. And please check out my yoga and wellness journey on the blog at BlakeV.com.
And if you're a fan of Real Housewives and you're watching the show, you should definitely check out my recent episode number 65 of Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. We talk about Atlanta, Dallas, OC, and Beverly Hills. Stuff coming out of production. So it's rumors and stuff coming out of those shows. So it's really interesting. Number 65. Check out Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast, and you can follow all of us on these lovely platforms as you wait for us to return next week with episode 3. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.